Welcome to the Melanin Money Show with your host, George Achimpong and Carter Cofield. We're on a mission to decrease the wealth gap by $100 billion and in the process creating 100,000 new first generation millionaires. And we want you to be one of them. So listen to our show for weekly tips on personal finance, wealth building, and entrepreneurship as we help you navigate your journey to your first 1 million in net worth and beyond.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Melanin Money Show. We told y'all last episode we keep it organic. We in the same city. We batching some episodes together. We wearing the same clothes. And yeah. It's all good. But to make it feel a little bit different, we switched sides. We switched views. So yeah.
What a beautiful view in the background, man.
It's I never loved the cactus until I came on this trip.
Beautiful palm trees. Y'all probably can't see it. There's a pool back here. Beautiful golf course.
Yeah.
And so it was like, we want to give y'all a little taste of the view, especially give y'all something different. Yeah. Wearing the same clothes, you know what I mean?
You know what's dope about wearing the same, so like, it's funny. So I went to the Lakers game the other day and I had the same outfit on the next day when I got on the plane. Mm-hmm. And like, when you make money, nobody questions.
Right. Maybe he just has like multiple ones of those
shirts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like somebody DM me like, you both were wearing the same thing yesterday. Somebody who saw me yesterday, that's the only reason they knew. And like, when you have money, people just don't question.
Right, they don't care.
Yeah, so speaking of that, this episode,
we just about to have some fun.
Yeah,
we're affectionately naming it Millionaire Moments.
Yeah, Millionaire Moments. Moments like when you knew that your tax bracket changed. Mm-hmm. And also that the tax bracket of the people around you didn't change.
Right.
So it's a hilarious dichotomy. And because like, when you're going through it, it's happening in real time.
Yeah, and you're like,
bro, what is like, is it just me? But then you see other people go through it too. Like, bro, it's hilarious.
We literally had a moment at this event, right?
So we start with it?
Why not? Yeah, so y'all might remember, matter of fact, I had just got back from Colombia. We just gave Carter the Rolex. That was the episode.
We were talking
about something similar. But like, y'all remember we had the episode about like not sharing hotel rooms as grown-ass men?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we was at breakfast before day one of the event.
And mind you, we're at a mastermind where it's like seven and eight figure business owners only. Mm-hmm. So like, you have to be making a couple million dollars at least this event. So
yeah,
go ahead.
And so casually, very casually, he's like, man, like you were snoring crazy. I wanted to throw something at you. And I'm thinking to myself, how you know this grown man snoring? Like, how do you know that? Cause y'all in the same room.
He said, I had to throw something at you every hour of the night so you stop snoring.
Bro,
I'm like, how? And why is this even a scenario?
You don't even have to do that. And if you do have to do that, you lied somewhere in your application, right? Somebody lied. The math ain't mathing, right?
Bro.
So the moment we had, like I know because we weren't looking at each other because we were sitting in different places, but I know when I heard it, I'm just like, bro.
There's zero reason. Like,
there's
the hotel has occupancy.
We literally switched at the desk.
Yeah.
They tried to give us a double room. Not us, like me and him, but like, I had a room with two queen beds. He had a room with two queen beds. I was like, nah, I just need a king or whatever. But like, yo, like that's no.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Yeah. So like, the story for me, like, is like when I used to go to events or Miami for the first time, right?
Yeah.
Now, for anybody who hasn't been to Miami, South Beach, Miami is on like Ocean and like 2nd through 6th Street, right? Yeah. We couldn't afford to live over there.
Yeah.
So we stay at the Siegel on 22nd and Collins, okay? And Collins and Ocean is about 2 blocks apart. So we're about 18 blocks away from you know, where we want to be because we couldn't afford
to stay
on South Beach.
Yeah.
And the hotel had carpet. It had the carpet draped. It was atrocious.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Four grown men in one room, sleeping head to toe. It was bad.
Sleeping head to toe is crazy.
Sleeping head to toe
is crazy.
Putting stuff in between the man, like
cutting the sheets,
and like that was, you know, that was the economy that we grew up in.
Yeah,
and now, you know, we don't have to go through that anymore.
Have you ever been chilling on your couch and you were maybe trying to find something to watch on TV, whether it's Netflix or Hulu, Amazon Prime, Stars? I mean, there's so many streaming services nowadays, right? Maybe you've already binge watched that favorite series and it's over and you're just trying to find something else to watch. But imagine if you spent that energy trying to find creative and impactful content that can help you level up your journey towards your first $1 million in net worth. And that's exactly why we created Financial Flicks, which is a complete library of past workshops and masterclasses where you can learn different topics across personal finance, wealth building, and entrepreneurship on your journey towards your first $1 million in net worth. So head over to melaninmoney.com/join to learn about Financial Flicks as well as all the other great features that you can find inside of our Melanin Millionaires Club. Can't wait to see you inside.
And the thing is, like, people, like, you know that it's just a switch. You don't know when it happens. And I remember just even a few years ago, like, people were doing it out of convenience, doing it out of, to save money. You get your little queen beds. But for me, I'm just like, I don't want to be waiting to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Or I'm in the bathroom and somebody's rushing me like, yo, bro, that espresso hit me kind of hard. Yo, I need to get that toilet.
Yeah.
Like, that's for me. I just need my privacy. I need my peace. Like, I don't care. I'm going to spend the extra money to have my own room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As a grown man. You know what I'm saying? So, to your point, you know you're crossing a different threshold when your friends are, like, planning the trip and whatever. It's like, oh, well, technically, it's 8 of us, so y'all going to get a room? Shit, now leave me out of that plan. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to redo that whole math. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not in that.
Yeah. So what I do now is, like, so if I'm going on a trip with friends, because, like, again, we have to be respectful, understand that all of our friends haven't caught up to our tax bracket yet, and that's okay. They're still our homies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna always love them to death.
Yeah.
But, like, so the last trip we had with some friends, we were going to a different city, and they were looking at Airbnbs,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, why are we looking at these Airbnbs? Why are we looking at these Airbnbs?
Ones. Yeah.
So my whole thing is, I'm looking at Airbnb I want, because if I don't, I'm not staying with y'all.
Right.
So I'm looking at Airbnb I want. I'm gonna pay for half of it,
right?
And I get the best room that it has.
Yeah, y'all can
figure that out, bro. And it happened. I got there late. I got there at night, like 11 o'clock at night. You know, if you're the last person to get at an Airbnb,
you get the worst room.
You get the worst room.
Yeah.
I walked in there late. Stuff like what moseyed onto my room. Like, it better not be a person,
right?
Thinking about being here.
Yeah, get your stuff up out of here.
Exactly. So that's how I saw it for now. I'll just, like, look at
something. That's actually cool. I like that.
Pay for half and let them figure it out.
Airbnb.
They put me in the group chat.
Yeah.
Y'all figure it out.
I actually like that because I intentionally stayed at the hotel last time my homies, they was like, I'm just gonna meet up because once y'all was looking at. I'm like, I didn't see a path as an option, but that I can work with.
Yeah.
Get the one I want, I pay for half, get the best room, and y'all can figure out whatever.
Yeah, that way y'all still in the same crib.
Yeah,
and then they get the experience. Like, oh my God, this is a dope, like, Airbnb. Yeah,
that's a win-win. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I'm gonna point that.
There you go, man. Yeah. There you go. Stay at the hotel. Hey, meet me in the lobby, bro. Like,
we got a nice bar at my spot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Come through. You know what I'm saying? We'll kick it. Speaking of which. I'm officially 2 months in.
Oh,
liquor free. You know, so you know, me and Carter started off dry January, and I decided to keep running the race.
Yeah, I signed up for dry January. Let's be clear, bro.
You completed it.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. But no, kudos to you, man. Keep it going for both of us, you know.
Hold on strong.
Yeah.
Another one is just when you start more regularly or standardizing the first class seat, right?
Yeah.
So, because before it was like, I mean,
we gotta take it back. We can't go there. We gotta take it back. Let's talk about the airline.
Okay, let's talk about the airline first.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like at some point, certain airlines are just no longer
on the list.
There we
no
go.
Longer on the list.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, for me, living in Charlotte, American, well, I think I've only one time Frontier. So I do got a good story.
There you go.
So I had a friend that was getting married in 2017, maybe something like that, right? And it was the flights were just crazy expensive because I waited too long. And so
all you
like,
do is the same thing you do today.
But now
you can afford to.
Yeah, now it don't matter, right? But so the only flight that seemed reasonable was a Frontier flight with this long ass layover in Colorado in the wintertime. I had never been to Colorado, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's like 9 hours. And the plane was janky. That's what I feel bad about. Madge came with me. Right, so Madge was so pissed off. We sitting in the airport, like, ain't had nowhere to go. She's like, why did you pick this flight? And so I told you to be proactive and plan ahead of time. But that was the last time I was like, I'm never going to pick a flight based upon how cheap it is, the layover, or the airline, because that was embarrassing.
Because what you don't understand is how much money are you going to spend in the airport for those 9 hours. Right. That's why I forgot to consider when I'm like booking for the cheapest flight.
Right.
How much money are you going to spend in airport food with a 12-hour layover?
Because if you buy those flights, you probably don't have Amex Platinum or any lounge access.
No.
right? So you spend the money in the airport. Yeah, yeah. That, so that was my last experience. I was like, I would never do that again.
Are you an aspiring first generation millionaire who's looking to march towards their first $1 million in net worth? If you are, then I strongly encourage you to consider joining the Melanin Millionaires Club. Inside the Melanin Millionaires Club, you're going to get access to a complete library of elective courses that will help you navigate towards your journey of your first $1 million in net worth. You're going to receive access to My Wealth Health, which is a dashboard that allows you to track your financial progress in real time. You're going to get access to live workshops and masterclasses, and you're going to get access to our past library recording of all of our masterclasses and workshops called Financial Flicks. Not to mention, you're going to receive access to our flagship feature called Pocket Advisor, where you get access to a financial coach in real time. This is by far one of my favorite features of the platform, and there's so much more. All you have to do to learn more is go to melaninmoney.com/join to see how you can take advantage of all these benefits and become a first generation millionaire. See you inside the club.
Yeah. So like, let's just talk about it. Frontier and Spirit are there. There's a point in your life. Hopefully if you haven't reached it, you reach it soon, where you just cut them out. Like when you search for, like, don't even put them in the, like, filter, don't even filter for them, because you don't want to get tempted by seeing them to be 50% cheaper than, you filter them out.
Right.
You're an adult. Okay. So like, then you have the rest of the airline. You still have like Southwest, you still have American, you still have Delta, you still have United. You still got options.
But yeah. Some ones you just got to rule out, right? Another thing too is like, if you're flying into a city and they have this like oddball airport that's like really far away, but just because the flight is cheaper, like don't do that to yourself, right? Like,
oh, I ain't tell you a story. Okay, so this is related to that. Yeah. So I think it was at either FinCon or or one of the conferences, bro. And I would be, it was FinCon, because me and you were dancing at a party, whatever.
No, but XYPN.
So it was that conference.
Okay.
I think it was the conference we met at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, bro, I remember being at the party and we said something about the flights home, and I was trying to check into my flight.
Yeah.
And I realized I didn't have a flight back home. And so I'm like at the party, so I'm trying to get this over so I can go back and enjoy.
Yeah. And I wonder why you had dipped off.
Yeah, bro. Like, and then like all other flights were like $1,000.
Yeah.
One way from like St. Louis to Chicago, it was a short trip. It was like $800, $900. Plus one flight, that was about $190. I said, let's go. Like, I booked, and like the crazy part is I looked at the logo.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what airline this is.
Yeah, bro.
But it don't matter. It's $190.
Yeah.
Boom, bought it, bro. So I'm like looking for, I get to the airport looking for the gate. Like, oh yeah, your gate is all the way. I'm like passing so fast. Like, no, your gate is all the way down there.
Yeah.
And I get to it, bro. And I get to my gate. There's only about 11 or 12 people at the gate. And a flight's about to take off for like half an hour.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, everybody about to miss the flight, bro. Like everybody about to miss. Like, this is crazy. I'm going to have leg room.
Yeah.
Bro, when I tell you it was one of those, bro, like one of them.
Regional planes?
Regional, bro. When a regional small, the plane had 8 seats, bro.
Oh.
And we not talking about like a private jet. We're talking about a bus, a mini bus in the air, bro. To where you can talk to pilot like, hey, bro. Can you get a step back? Like you can touch the pilot, bro. I was petrified because the plane, bro. And I'm like, have to make a game time decision. I'm like, bro, am I gonna take this flight or am I gonna like go buy $1,000?
Yeah.
I took the flight, bro. When I landed, I said never again.
Never again.
Never again.
Yeah, y'all. So, you know, you had those moments.
Yeah.
So now, do you book first class every time now?
So now I have a rule. Now I book first class every time. I really don't care about the price, but. Before, when I was like trying to make the transition,
just on the cuff,
my assistant had a rule that if the first class flight was less than double the original flight, then we would book it. But if the first class flight was more than double the original flight, then book me in economy. Got and it. I think that's a fair rule, like a fair financial rule. It's like if the flight's $400, original, but it's $700 first class, it's like, yo.
Right.
Get the first class flight, enjoy it, get some work done, make the money back on the plane.
Right. Be comfortable. Because here's the thing, y'all, like, exposure is a powerful and maybe even a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
Because once you get exposed, it is hard to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's like, get that exposure so you can touch it, you can feel it, you can know what it's like, and hopefully that forces you to level up so it now becomes a constant.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you're going to feel salty when your knees bumping up against the seat. Yes, they close the curtains on you. You smelling the food on the longer flights.
Yeah.
You're going to be salty.
No.
Could you imagine having a financial coach that at any given time you could ask your questions in real time from a real expert and get real advice? To be honest, Pocket Advisor is the flagship feature, in my opinion, of the Melanin Millionaires Club. And when I originally created this platform, for those of you who may not know this, Pocket Advisor was actually the name and the primary feature back in 2021. But when I rebranded to the Melanin Millionaires Club, I knew that no matter what we added or changed, Pocket Advisor had to stay, because we have democratized financial advice by giving you access to a real financial expert in real time. There is no other financial education platform that you'll find something like this that's actually backed by a financial advisor. One of the top 100 in the nation, I might add. So if you're looking to get financial education in your pocket in real time, head over to melaninmoney.com/join to learn about Pocket Advisor, as well as all the other great benefits and features that you can find as a part of the Melanin Millionaires Club. Can't wait to see you inside.
Like, the only time that happens to me now, honestly, like, I pretty much do first class every time, is if, like, I book a last minute flight and they don't have any first class left, and I'm gonna be like, they close the curtains on me. I'm like,
yeah. If it's less than an hour and a half, I kind of don't care.
Yeah, when I can't say those short flights, I kind of be pissed off, because like, you pay extra and it ain't really that much of a difference.
They don't do any carts. It's right. like snacks and water.
It ain't really nothing different. So.
Yeah.
But you learn the game, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Another one is splitting the bill on fast food.
Diabolical.
The first thing, before we even get to that, the same way you said that Frontier, Southwest shouldn't even be able, like, why are you even at McDonald's and Wendy's in the first place?
In the first
place. Right? But splitting the bill is diabolical.
Yeah. Like, bro, I've seen where, like I would go to Starbucks with some homies.
Yeah.
And we'll like order like three coffees, and it'd be like, yeah, put all of them. Like, no, I'm split. No, we do a separate coffee. Hey, bro, the bill is $27, man. Like,
what are we doing?
Like, we all got to pull out our credit cards? Are you serious?
That's crazy.
That's crazy, man. So, like, first of all, you shouldn't be eating fast food restaurants. But, you know, if you do, like, Chick-fil-A or whatever, Starbucks, like, yo, like, if you with your homie and it's less than $50, just get the bill, bro.
Just get the bill.
Like, he'll get it next time. But like,
get it next time.
Like, the thought of two grown men waiting to pull in at their car, like, the barista is like, yo.
$27 bill.
The breeze like, yo, y'all can get together. Like, y'all can get together.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But on a different note, like, when you go out to eat in a group of friends, there's a group of 80 of y'all, and the bill is $300, $400, you can, one person can pay for it.
Right.
Like, here's where I think we should all be. Real talk. If y'all go out to eat with guys and girls, I do think that the guys should just split the bill according to how many guys at the table.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, at minimum.
Yeah, five guys, six girls.
Right.
The guys.
The women should never have to pay.
Yeah, and then y'all just divide it by six.
Right.
If the girls have to pay a bill, I promise you that's the last time the women go out with y'all.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Okay, cool. All right, let's take out low standards.
Yeah.
We touched on that one first, hotel. Uber Black. We are touching the hotel, right?
Yeah, you're touching the hotel, yeah.
Yeah, Uber Black. Right, remember the old boy. What's his name? Dude is hilarious. I sent him to you. He get the
Come out the
around.
Thank you.
Thank you,
brother.
But yeah, Uber Black's another one, right? So like some of them regular Ubers, man. Like for me, my what's up?
I gotta tell you the story.
Yeah.
Oh man, Dion. He got to eat this one.
Yeah.
Me and Dion are speakers at an event.
Mm-hmm.
Speakers at a high level event.
Yeah.
And he decides that he was the Uber from the airport, he's gonna take a regular Uber.
Yeah.
Right? I Uber bike all the time now. He gets in an Uber, the Uber driver is smoking weed and blasting Young Jeezy like What was it?
This had to be Atlanta. This had to be Atlanta.
Yeah, it's in Atlanta. Was it Trap or Die, whatever. But like, yeah. I remember Deion pulling up Thug Motivation 1-on-1 was playing. The car was smoked out and he got out the back, bro. I'm like, you have to speak on stage smelling like weed now, bro.
Yikes.
Yeah, but that was the last time he's ever taken a regular weed.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, for me, it's like sometimes you get in there, the car be stinking. They got stuff like their laundry in the back. I'm just like, oh, move that over to the side. Yeah. Like, don't worry about that. Like, yeah, it's like, here's what I say. When you get rich, you don't change who you are, you change what you tolerate.
You know, it said you should get a health checkup at least once a year. My question is, when's the last time you had a financial health checkup? My guess, it's probably been a while. And that's why we created the Wealth Health Score. Whether you're financially out of shape or financially elite, the Wealth Health Score is going to tell you exactly where you stand and what things you can do to get into the best financial health possible. So visit mywealthhealthscore.com to get your score today.
Right? That's just what it boils down to. So it's like certain things, like I'm not tolerating this anymore. Right? So it's not a money thing. It's not a status thing. It's like I've earned the right with my dollars to change my level of tolerance for shit I don't want to tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to stay in a hotel room, the Motel 6 on the trip because that's all I can afford. I'm not going to go on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's another bar. If you can't afford to do it right, maybe you should sit this one up. Maybe you should spend that time like getting your bag together, learning a new skill. You know what I'm saying? As Wild likes to say, you're going to have to miss some summers.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Summers, man.
Because my thing is, I mean, I get it. There's levels, right? I'm not saying you can't have any fun. Like, we wouldn't have these experiences if we didn't have fun when we were just, you know, figuring it out. But what I am saying is, you kind of look at the mirror.
They should be few and far between. They should be as frequent as...
Yeah, because it means it's a priority issue at that point, right? Like, if you want to do this and you can't do it, that should be a leading indicator that there's something else I need to focus on. Like, that's a symptom, right? The problem is, I need to go get some money.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's a sidebar. So yeah, so far for me, with the Uber Black thing, it's just like, I like to be comfortable. I like to have a water waiting on me just in case I want a water. I know they're going to have a charger.
Yeah.
They're going to have some units.
That's probably the biggest thing for you.
For me. Because I'm on 4% as we speak.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense.
It makes no sense. We were in the room. We've been in a room with chargers for a long time.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, everybody has their thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And my thing is like, I am I'm a travel worker.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a lot of my work done while traveling, probably because I travel so much.
Right.
So when I get an Uber, if you're talking to me, bro,
I ain't,
Like, but we got 50 minute ride to the airport. You know how much work I can get done in this 50 minutes?
Right.
So the Uber Blacks have an option where they can't talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, cool. Like, cool air, don't talk.
And most of them most of them are pretty, because Uber Black.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you don't get Uber Black, that's when they're going to be talking your head off, because they probably going to come up, do an Uber on the side, like, yo, bro, see that watch, bro? What you got shaking?
Exactly.
Yeah, so some for me at least, for the most time, it's been implicit. Every now and then, Uber Black, the guy might want to talk, but like, those are the things that kind of are implicit with a greater experience because they know you're paying a premium experience, right? And so like that's kind of how we would round it out. It's just like, guys, like what we're talking while we're talking about these millionaire moments and the things that we're doing and the jokes that we have around like those former moments, the real truth is get yourself to a place of life where you can do the things that align with the lifestyle you want to live. Right? It ain't about necessarily buying the most expensive watch or buying the most expensive car. Like, we enjoy the fact that we also have moments where I just heard you on the phone with your niece yesterday. Like, did you get the money that I sent you? Mm-hmm. Right? I do that to my mom all the time. Like, that, like, when you become who you are supposed to become, you get to have those moments too.
And I think that that's why you don't go buy the stuff too early.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you have your first $10,000 a month, don't go buy the Louis Vuitton.
Right.
That $10,000 a month could be used for, now you can afford not to fly Spirit no more.
Right.
Now you can afford to get Uber Blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can afford to stay at the Fairmont, the Westin versus the Days Inn.
Now you can afford to reinvest into your business to turn that $10,000 a month to a $25,000 a month.
Yeah, exactly, right. Exactly. So like, I remember vividly, because I used to live with my cousin and he used to take Uber Blacks all the time because he was a rapper, tattoo artist, very famous. And like, we have a certain status. You can lose status by not stepping up to the plate.
Like,
I don't know if I'm gonna tell the story, but I'll finish this. But yeah, so like, I remember like him doing that all the time, and me riding in the Uber Blacks with him, and me feeling like somebody getting out the Uber Blacks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I can't wait to be able to do this. Yeah. So once I start making money in my business, I never went to Louis Vuitton, I never went to Neiman Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can start taking Uber Blacks now, bro.
Right.
Right. Like, you know, that was my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just encourage y'all as y'all get the money, man. If you can, like, use it for experiences, and those experiences will turn you into the person that can keep it up.
Right.
Like, you don't want to be, you know, with the Louis. I see people with the Louis head to toe,
and they got no money in the
sitting in the back of the plane.
Back of the plane.
You know what I'm saying?
32B like, beside the toilet.
Beside the toilet in the middle.
Louis become.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, I'm saying.
Louis coming smelling like.
Bro, got the back to Matt, to Bob, but you all the way back there.
All the way
bro.
In the back. Priorities, man.
Priorities is crazy, man.
Yeah. So, for sure, man. So, like, again, this is intended to be a lighthearted, a fun episode.
This was hilarious for me.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
At the end of the day, like, just think about the moments that you want to have, right, as you continue to level up, whether that's a multi six figures, millionaire, whatever, but like, align your assets with your intentions, like with the person that you want to become, not with the stuff that you want to buy to impress other people that don't even like you, right? With that being said, until next time, peace.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Melanin Money Show. We hope that this episode was inspiring and gave you some tangible nuggets that you can walk away with and implement in real time. If you found this episode valuable, please like, subscribe, share, and consider leaving a review of this episode on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Until next time.